heart can be felt. God can be seen. God can be realized. Gives you three frightening secrets. God is stern, God is strict, God is demanding. I give you three illumining secrets. God is approachable, God is lovable, God is enjoyable. When your mind is calm, God is approachable. When your heart is pure, God is lovable. When your soul is sure, God is enjoyable. When you are God realized, you can speak to God face to face, more clearly, more intimately, and more openly than you can to any human being. God realization means self-discovery in the highest sense of the term. One consciously realizes his oneness with God. As long as the seeker remains in ignorance, he feels that God is somebody else who has infinite power, while he, the seeker, is the feeblest person on earth. But the moment he realizes God, he comes to know that he and God are absolutely one in both the inner and the outer life. God realization means one's identification with one's absolute highest self. When one can identify with one's highest self and remain in that consciousness forever, when one can reveal and manifest it at one's own command, that is God realization. When you are God realized, you know what God is, what he looks like, and what he wills. As we go high, higher, and highest in our realization of the absolute divine truth, it need not necessarily be towards the impersonal or formless aspect of the divine. It may be towards the supremely personal aspect of God with form, who embodies boundless affection, boundless concern, boundless love, and who has everything for us in infinite measure. My supreme, I'm able to see you every day. This is indeed not my highest privilege. I'm able to speak to you every day. This is indeed not my highest privilege. I'm able to sit at your feet whenever I want to. This is indeed not my highest privilege. My supreme, I'm able to kiss the dust of your feet every day to my heart's content. This is indeed my highest, absolutely highest privilege. My supreme, my supreme, my supreme.